Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams in studio with Francis and Murray Byrne. Guys, thanks for being here this afternoon. They're here to talk to us about the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop to be held at Calvary Church Friday, August 9th and 10th. Sounds like a great time to spend some time encouraging some couples. Thank you guys for being here.
No problem, mate. It's a joy to be here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You guys have been involved at Calvary Church for a long time. I knew both of you when you had just gotten married. And
yes,
actually,
way back.
Actually helped you to finance the construction of your home.
And mate, yeah,
still
almost
in that
31
home.
Years we've
yes.
been married.
We're all only 30 years old, though.
Yes, exactly.
We got married very, very young.
Very young.
I was a child bride.
Yeah, kidding. Right.
So the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop to be held August 9th and 10th here at Calvary Albuquerque. What is your role in the workshop?
So we'll be doing the parenting part, talking about, you know, how you can build the family and just give you some tools in becoming a better parent. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've really enjoyed being parents and, you know, having four of our own kids.
Yeah.
And watching them grow and, you know, taking a different role. We'll be talking about that.
Yep, absolutely. It's you know, we have a passion for families, and we really, from our experience, you know, raising four kids who are now young adults, we've really tried to pour into our family and our kids. And so we want to help others do that as well, because it's a huge job.
I was sitting in a restaurant here about a year ago, and I was sitting next to four or five women that were talking, and they were really kind of bashing their husbands, frankly, about not participating in changing diapers and feeding babies in the middle of the night. And I obviously couldn't help but eavesdrop. They were right next to me. So I finally stood up, and I was trying to make light of it. So I said, ladies, I have five children. I've been up at all hours. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
And I will race any of you in a diaper change. Right now.
Yeah.
Murray remembers those early days, don't you?
Yeah. You know what? No one told me. And this is one of the things that is so important, is you go into parenting with what you may have gleaned from watching your parents or watching other people. I didn't know that babies don't sleep through the night. So we got home from the hospital. I was wiped out. I said to Fran, I'll see you in the morning. And 2 hours later, little Cody started crying. I was like, what? What's wrong? Oh, he needs to be fed. Oh, struggle. All right. I'm going to bed. So went to bed, woke up 2 hours later, and that's just how it was for the next, you know, few months. No one told me.
Well, the funny part is that you have one child, you guys have four, and you think you know all about how to handle the next one. But the next one, I don't care if you have 12 more, they are not one of them going to be the same.
Yeah, it's not like a cookie cutter in a... You know, they're all the same. They've got different personalities, different temperaments, and you know, there's so much. The really cool thing is, though, with these tools, you know, and I think that's really what this is all about, is you're not alone. We want to encourage, you know, these young families, or even, you know, families that maybe have older kids, that you need to get those tools. And it's so helpful.
And there'll be a workbook.
Yes, there's a workbook.
There's a workbook,
And there's a little bit of a cost to this. There's going to be lunch served as well.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's going to be about $95.
Mm-hmm.
That includes lunch, workbook.
Yep.
And it's from 8:30 to 3:30 on Saturday, August 10th, from 6:30 to 9 on August 9th. So you got 2 days of pretty intensive discussion.
Yep. And the cool thing is when someone invests in their family, their marriage like this, they're vested. So they know that this is something they've chosen to do, something that they're active in. They want to find solutions, want to make changes. So it's as opposed to just giving the information to somebody and saying, okay, good, we're done, see you later. These people have come because they need some solutions.
And you know, I know that sometimes there's a stigma of, you know, oh, you know, you're doing a marriage class or a parenting class because you have a bad marriage or you're bad parents. But that's not necessarily true. I think I remember when we were raising our kids, I was like, I want to learn. I want every tool, because this is a huge job and it's a gift to have, you know, a husband and children. That's a gift to us from God. And so it's like, I want to do the best that I can. So it's a time of encouragement, of learning, of meeting other people that are in your situation, you know, with kids, and just to really build a community, new friends, because then afterwards there's also, you know, connect groups that we have that are designed specifically for this, so they can continue on and, you know, grow and learn more.
Fran, is this just a Calvary thing, or is this open to other churches and people from around the community?
Oh, yeah, definitely open to anyone that would like to come, because, like I said, you have to, I really believe that it doesn't just happen. You've got to be intentional with your kids, with your relationship with the Lord, with your husband. It doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional, and if there's tools there to glean from, man, why not, you know?
Fran and Murray Byrne in studio with Jim Williams here on ABQ Connect, talking about the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop to be held Friday, August 9th from 6:30 to 9 o'clock in the evening, Saturday, August 10th from 8:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. A little bit of a cost, nice fellowship, a lunch. And I want to emphasize something you said earlier, Murray. You were kind of making light of not sleeping.
Mm.
I don't want to be too dramatic about this, but that actually becomes a big problem.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
if you're not sleeping, you're not healthy. And so people can learn some things in the workshop
right.
that'll really help keep them healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the things we were taught when we did some parenting classes early on was just a simple fact that if you put your kids on a schedule, they sleep through the night at 8 weeks.
Now, who knew?
It took 10 months with our
with
first.
With our first, because we didn't know.
We didn't
we
know.
Were
so
just,
it was 10 months of not sleeping, and that was painful.
Yeah, we lived down under, so we didn't know about any parenting classes, but, you know, we learned a lot.
That's interesting. Why have you guys chosen to share your experience with other married couples to encourage them?
I think because we see the value. And I just, you know, the importance of keeping your family together and building that, like we said, you know, we used to say in the Byrne family, this is the way we do things. Like
right.
that sense of ownership with your kids and every, you know, all the kids belong to the Byrne family. And so there's that sense of family
yes.
unit, you know, unity. And
we're building family legacy. In a sense, creating a vehicle that everyone's a part of, and we're all going in the same direction to the same destination. There's a sense of security and a sense of belonging. So building a family is, it's a powerful thing. And it's, and if you follow some simple principles, you can really do that and achieve a lot.
Yeah. There's, you look around and our daughter's a kindergarten teacher, and she would come home and say, you know, Mom, I think there's probably maybe a fourth of the class maybe that have both parents. And so, you know, it's so important to invest in these families and parents because, you know, that's what God intended. It's a gift. And we want to make sure that you're enjoying, you know, the full benefits of being a family.
Going to come back after this break and talk to you guys about attacks on your own marriage over the years. Stay with us. We're with Fran and Murray Byrne talking about the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop at Calvary of Albuquerque to be held August 9th and 10th. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we'll be right back.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2019 Stardy 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Stardy 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
This is a Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
There's this big trend these days. It's popping up all over the country, and it's people who lie in salt tanks and just float around. Just, you want to go float in the salt tank? And I'm like, no. I actually really, really, really don't want to do that. I think that's actually all too often a perfect picture of the church. We've got this precious gospel message, and we're just rolling around. We're just floating around our little church. Isn't it so great to be saved? I'm telling you something. The way to honor Jesus is to get the salt out of the tank. The way to honor Jesus is to get the salt out into the world. The way to honor God is to get the salt where it's meant to go. Y'all, that's how we can be worth our salt.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to LeviLusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams in studio with Fran and Murray Byrne, talking about the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop at Calvary of Albuquerque, Friday, August 9th and Saturday, August 10th. You guys shared some nice things about your family, why you got involved a little bit in our first segment. Have you guys faced attacks on your marriage and on your family?
I think every Christian family is going to face attacks. It's just inevitable. It's part of Satan's strategy to tear the family down. Once you destroy the family, the child, kids are raised and they don't have a mom and dad. Mm. They don't have that security. So, yeah, we have faced attacks.
Absolutely. I mean, all of our kids went to public schools. And so we, you know, as we were raising our kids, we had to, like, really be, you know, involved. And, you know, even if you're at a Christian school, though, I mean, you, as a parent, we just need to be involved. We need to know who their friends are, what they're doing. I wanted to be like the Kool-Aid mom. I wanted everyone at our house because I wanted to know who was doing what, who their friends were. And, you know, as we got into even, you know, middle school, teenage years, you know, I remember just some tough things that we go through. You know, we had to work through some issues, you know, and God, you know, I thank the Lord. You know, I look back and I'm like, Lord, it was, you know, on our knees and, you know, working through those things that, you know, we needed to get to the other side, you know.
Yeah. I just want to add this, as far as attacks go, to be aware as a husband, right, to love your wife as Christ loved the church. That's huge, to read the Bible to your wife, to wash her in the word, because you are in a sense the first line of defense. So yeah, there are attacks coming, but you're the one as the husband who's going to prevent a lot of those attacks. And from there on, you pass it down. Your wife is, you know, in linking arms with you, praying mm-hmm. for the kids. You are aware of what they're watching, who mm-hmm. they're hanging out with. So yeah, it's a dual, a joint effort.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel kind of, you know, when you think about a car and you got to service your car or it's going to, you know, blow up or, you know, whatever happens to cars when you don't service them. But, you know, I think about your marriage too, or your, you know, as a parent, if we aren't, you know, protecting it and working and, you know, praying over our family and you know, connecting with your kids and with each other. I mean, it's effort, but the payoff is so huge.
Yeah, the effort's huge. The payoff is immense.
And it's like maintenance. You know, you want to maintain this shelter around your family. And, you know, I think that helps with the attacks. You know, to be aware. It's a, you know, the Bible says that Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And well, so...
with the number of kids you guys have had, you mm-hmm. obviously had to find a balance. I mean, I'm sure they were in sports and music and acting and school and soccer, all of those different
swimming.
Things.
Dance and
so how do you balance your relationship and parenting your children?
I think one of the most important things was to be able to look at my kids, look them in the eye and say, look, this is your mom and we were here first. So, you know, if we need to go out and spend some time, understand that, you know, it's not all about you. We were here before you were even thought of. So our relationship is important just as ours with you is important. So there's got to be that balance. So we'll go to soccer, we'll go to swim meets, we'll, you know, go to cheer, practice, but then we're going out.
Yeah, they, you know, our kids, I think they never doubted that, you know, we're honeys. You know, I used to say that, you know, I'm daddy and I need some alone time, and they really felt secure in that. And one thing that we heard way back, you know, in the early years is the best gift you can give to your kids is to love each other. And so we really tried to make sure that we were close. You know, we are pretty close. We're kind of unusual. We do everything together just about. We're just kind of like that, you know. But I think that...
Are you supposed to like each other after 31 years?
We are, mate. Yeah, more. More.
Yeah, he comes home for lunch almost every day, and he's like, okay, I'm coming. Are you going to be there? And if I'm not, it's like, oh, you know. So we are kind of funny like that. Mm. But
now, how hard is it for you guys to have determined your roles in the parenting? I mean, is there a good cop, bad cop? Is there dad's the disciplinarian, mom's the encourager? You both share it. How does that work?
Good question.
You know, in the early years, Murray worked long hours. He worked, you know, he was gone by 6 a.m., wasn't home till 7:30 at night. So for half of the week, he had compressed shifts. So then he had 3 and 4 days off. So half of the week, it was, you know, it was almost like it was just me on. And but I never wanted to. There was things that I was very, very intentional about. And I never wanted to say, well, when your dad, just wait till your dad gets home, because I wanted them to be just as afraid of me as they were of him. You know what I mean? I wanted them, you know, that healthy fear. Yeah. And so I think we kind of, but I think they knew who was the softy and who was the harder.
Yeah, right. But no, look, you've got to agree. You've got to have this solidarity where you say, look, this is the line. If you kids want to cross this line, here's the consequences. Whether it's Fran or I, you know.
Be in agreement. Yeah.
Be in agreement, be unified, and don't disagree with each other, right? So
in front of them, especially.
Yeah.
About the whole discipline thing,
yeah,
you know.
Draw the line before the point of contact.
Any tips for our listeners? We talked about attacks earlier, and I got the sense, you know, when we were all hanging out together in the early 80s here at Calvary, there were no cell phones.
Yeah.
There was no face plant or whatever other social medias there are.
That's what it's like, face plant. Yeah, I like that.
And so any tips on how you monitor some of that stuff?
Well, for us, for us, like, we didn't let them have cell phones so young. We didn't let them have social media accounts so young. So we said, okay, no one gets a cell phone until you actually need it, till you start driving. And so, I mean, I know there's a lot of parents that, you know, say, oh, they need to get a hold of me or whatever, you know, and give their kids cell phones at, you know, an early, even elementary school. And we just didn't do that. We were the different parents that, you know, even though their friends might have it, right?
Yeah,
you know, we were just like, you know, put child proof or child monitoring on your computer system. You can do that. It was, what was it? Nanny? Something nanny?
Net nanny. Net nanny. So the bottom line is, what, you know, go back to the Word of God. So Philippians 4:8, whatever's good, noble, pure, praiseworthy, good report, think, actually meditate on these things. So as important as that is for Fran and I, it's equally as important for our kids. So what goes into their minds, what stays in their minds, what they reflect on at night, what they're looking at last thing before they go to bed. We wanted to be in charge of that. We wanted to make sure we did our best to ensure that our kids' minds were being filled with good things.
Awesome.
And if we saw anything, then jump on it, right? Because it's amazing hearing stories even from our kids now when they say, Dad, I watched this movie when I was a little child and it disturbed me. Now, we didn't think it would have, but, you know, you can never be too careful.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I remember talking to my second son. He's now 25 years old. I guess I should know that quicker. But when you have five,
right,
they all drip.
It just goes together.
Yeah.
But I remember him talking about the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And when they did those impact tremors, and you heard Jeff Goldblum say, this is an impact tremor. I mean, I had chills going up my body, but I didn't really think about him because he was only like, eight or nine. So it was a pretty intense thing. Well, we got more to talk to you guys about. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Welcome back to ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams in studio with Fran and Murray Byrne. They are longtime parents, and they fellowship at Calvary of Albuquerque. They've been involved with the parenting and marriage enrichment groups here at the church for a long time. They spend a lot of time just encouraging couples, and we really appreciate that you guys have made yourself available to talk with us this afternoon. The Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop is going to be held Friday, August 9th, 6:30 to 9 o'clock, and Saturday, August 10th from 8:30 to 3:30. So you're really going to be putting in some time and investing some time in people. There's a cost for it. It's $95, and that includes lunch on Saturday. That'll be a nice treat. Fran, you mentioned earlier that it gives you a chance not only to gather some great information and great data, but to also meet some other folks dealing with the same kinds of issues you're dealing with.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen that, you know, with the last, you know, workshop that was here, a lot of these people, they would stay after the class and just want to talk and connect. And it's a great way to really meet other couples and they're going, like you said, you know, through the same stages in life together.
Yeah. Murray, what do you see as the top three challenges of being married and being a parent?
Good question. The first one is being consistent to your partner, your spouse, right? You started this together. You built your relationship. You worked through any issues you had. And now you're married, and all of a sudden you have kids. And so to be able to deal with those, you know, the challenges that kids bring, sleepless nights, parenting discipline, you know, just raising your kids, to be able to look back at your wife and say, we started this together, right? That we're the reason this happened. Secondly, to be consistent with discipline, with, as the Ezos said years ago, to build a moral warehouse, to equip your kids with a moral warehouse. So they had all the knowledge. They could go back and say, well, is lying wrong? Is fighting wrong? You know, what do we have in our minds or our resources? How do we battle this issue?
Yeah, I think that the challenge, like you know, when you talk about sleepless nights or, you know, staying up doing homework with kids or, you know, all the activities outside of school. We had four kids in all these different activities, And I think that when you're tired and you're running around, exactly what Murray said, the challenge is to find the time to spend with each other, quality time with each kids. When you have multiple kids, as you know, with five kids, you know, finding quality time with each one of them, connecting with each one of them. So those are, I think, big challenges that you know, can really slip away, you know, from you if you're not aware and you're not really conscientious. Oh, have I even sat down with Johnny today or whatever and asked him how his day was?
So let's talk about what quality time with each of your children is. What does that look like? Is that half an hour a day? Is that 5 minutes?
I think quality time with our kids is knowing what means the most to your kids. If someone wants to sit and talk, one of our kids wants to sit and talk, then I need to sit and look them in the eye and maybe even sit across from them and talk to them, really engage. Don't look at my phone, but let them know that I, you know, I'm speaking their language.
Right. For Cody, or, you know, our son, he was bombarded by three sisters. You know, he had a lot of women in our house, but
a lot of women.
Okay, so I don't have much sympathy because I have three younger sisters.
But so, I mean, Code would like to go out and
skate, or you know, he. So it looks different with each child, and the key is learning like what each one likes, because they don't all like. You know, I had one that liked to go to the library, and so that was quality time. We'd go and get some books, or you know, like Murray said, sit and chat with one, or you know, the other one, I don't know, do something, go for a bike ride, you know. So
it's a learning process. It's like, and here's the big key takeaway for me was, at some point my child stopped being just my child and became a person that God had created and formed, right? And I was taken care of. I was the dad.
You're the steward.
I'm the steward, exactly. And it was like, I said to one of my daughters the other day, exactly that. Look, you know, you're amazing. But God made you and he placed you in our life for such a time as this. And so now I've got to stop seeing you as just my daughter and, you know, and see you as an amazing person that God's made.
What's quality time with you guys together look like?
Wow.
Lots of things. We'll go for a walk, or we'll go out and eat, or we'll do some gardening. Yeah, kayak down the river.
Go camping.
And
one of the things that I always admired about my parents, and they've been married for 65 years next month, we had this big, huge farm-looking table, and about 12 people could sit. There was only six of us in our family. But because we had four children, I had three younger sisters, there were always guests for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom would make these fabulous meals. She prepared all of that. And then we'd eat. And then my dad would take her downstairs, and they would relax together and have their time together. And it was our responsibility to clean the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a few times that the first time someone would visit and come over, they would complain like, oh, well, I don't want to clean the kitchen. But what ended up happening is they ended up finding out that it was a fun time of fellowship. When you have six or seven people cleaning the kitchen, it took all of, 5 minutes to load the dishwasher and wipe down everything. And it became kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you even funnier story is, I had some of my teammates from the University of New Mexico come over. And I had not been around a lot of black athletes. Mm-hmm. And so the culture and things were a little bit different, but they came into our home.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous. My parents were nervous, just frankly.
Right.
And we would begin to break bread together and have turkey and all of this. So much so that one of my teammates, he got engaged in a conversation with my mom and found out that during the week she would have tea in the morning with some of her friends. He came over to I didn't know anything about this conversation, and he would come over to my mom's house. I wasn't living there. We were all down on campus, and he would have tea.
Yeah.
I don't know if that they did that very many times, but I thought it was an interesting comfort that my teammates felt being in our home, and they felt loved. And what happened after the Thanksgiving meal? We cleaned the kitchen together.
Everybody joined
while my parents were downstairs relaxing. So that was a fun thing. So the quality time with you guys is you're kind of creative.
Yeah.
Going out on dates and
And you know, the thing is, like, it doesn't have to be extravagant. We went on a picnic the other night. We went down to the river, took a blanket, sat by the water and had a picnic, and it was fun. I was like, hey, this is just be creative. It didn't cost anything. And, you know, one thing that Murray had brought into our marriage, I think he saw this. I think that we either, you know, we do marriage like our parents do or did, or, you know, parent like they did, or we glean and we go, okay, that was, you know, okay, I'll take this. And then you ask the Lord, okay, how do you want us to, you know, have our marriage? But what one thing that he did do is we would sit down in the morning with a cup of tea, and we still do. With our schedules different, but you know, especially when he's off, we sit together, have a cup of tea, because they do tea in Australia, so it's like cuppa, you know, have a cuppa. And he would say, let's talk about the day. And so we would lay out what the plan was for the day or the expectation for the day, and that seemed to be really like our little thing.
It was good. We knew what was going on. You know, we connected with each other. We mapped it out, so there weren't too many surprises coming up.
Outstanding. Well, we have more with you guys. Stay with us for another segment or two. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Because of God's grace, there's tremendous hope even in failure. God has a proven track record of reaching out to forgive and restore his stumbling servants. We all make mistakes. We all sin. But Proverbs 24:16 says there's two kinds of responses to that. There are those that fall and stay down, and there are those that fall and get up. In his mercy and grace, God is able to make us stand up and to dust us off, to move us forward into his productive and fruitful plan for our lives. God wants your life to count. He wants you to make a difference in the world. So if your focus is on yesterday's failures, well, then it's time to get a biblical perspective. Acknowledge your sin, accept God's forgiveness, get back up, and keep walking toward God's fruitful plan for your life.
There is more Bible teaching from Pastor Mike Fabares available on Focal Point, weekdays on your station, or go online to focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect this afternoon. We're talking about the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop to be held at Calvary Albuquerque Friday, August 9th from 6:30 to 9 o'clock in the evening. And then the second day of the workshop is Saturday, August 10th from 8:30 in the morning till 3:30. Lots of fellowship. The cost of the event is $95. That includes lunch. Murray and Fran have both said this is a good dollar to spend in investing in your marriage, and it's good time and it's good fellowship. So we appreciate you guys being here. And let me ask you now about, before we talk about the roles of man, husband and wife, I want you to talk to me about, you're so involved at the church, and I know there's a lot of people around the church communities around the city. Have you had an opportunity to encourage couples outside of the church? Have people come to you and talk with you, or is most of what happens here at the body and then the fellowship?
I think it's everywhere you meet people. One of the greatest things about getting together with other couples, especially when there's a few couples involved, is there's safety in numbers. And what I find more and more is that we have become isolated. And what I mean by that is we go home in the evening, we drive our cars into the garage, we shut the garage door, and then we're husband and wife. We're alone. And that may be all the connection we have with anybody. I mean, we may not talk to another man or woman until we go to work. So what we find is when we do meet with other couples, sometimes you see the lights coming on and people realizing, oh, they're going through the same thing, or, oh, I'm not the only one who's thinking this, right? And whereas they may not have a chance to be able to speak when they're alone, now they do when there's two couples or more couples. So the great thing about the workshop is there's a lot of time to talk with other couples. And so a lot of things come out and people realize, oh, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic.
I think that, like, you know, there's a friend and I that get together probably, I don't know, a couple times a month. We you know, get together and have a meal, and we share. And, you know, she knows that we're involved in you know, the marriage enrichment, you know, parenting and marriage enrichment workshops. And you know, we're not perfect. And, you know, we are honest. And the wonderful thing is that we can share, you know, the things that we've learned, and how God has brought us through different things. And so, yeah, we've absolutely had the opportunity to share, you know, with friends and you know, people outside of church and even non-believers. You know, Murray has at work, you know, he comes home and he's like, I got to share with this guy. And, you know, just the opportunities that he's had to share with other, you know, husbands and encourage them.
Is there confusion in marriage today about the role of the husband in the relationship?
Well, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I think so.
Yes, period.
So this is another, you know, learning opportunity. And again, you go back to the Word of God, Christianity 101. And so to read where, you know, the Bible says, love your wives as Christ loved the church, giving himself up, you know, washing her with the word, and I'm loosely paraphrasing, but basically you are to model.
That's Ephesians chapter 5, mm-hmm. So.
Good, thanks, man.
If anybody wants to read it.
You are to model Christ in your family, right? Love your wife as Christ loved it. If you look at how Jesus loved the church, giving himself up so that the church might be redeemed, and then model that with your wife. That's a tall order, but it definitely shows you what the role of a husband is, mm-hmm. right? Now you, what's your resource? You rely on God, you know, to meet your needs, to, you know, pour his love through you so that you can love your wife, you can love your kids. But again, go back to the Word of God and what a great resource that mm-hmm. is.
Yes.
Yeah. Honoring each other, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we get stuck, you know, we get stubborn and we want to, you know, prove our point or, you know, where I was right or whatever. And really it comes down to our relationship with the Lord and being responsible and take responsibility for your own salvation. The Bible says to work out your salvation. And so it's a constant thing because we're always tempted to, you know, just be like, you know, dig in your heels and no, this is, you know, he was wrong.
Not you, though.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I think, you know, it's a partnership and there are definite, you know, lines and definite roles. And I'm good with that, you know, but I remember in the early years when we first got married, you know, there was things that I just really had to learn. And, you know, the cool thing about God is he's so patient. And he's so loving and kind that he doesn't let you get away with stuff. He doesn't give up on you. He's like, okay, you didn't learn it this time, but you're gonna get it. And the thing is, once you get it, it's wonderful. It's a relief because you're not striving. You know, you're just stepping into the role that God intended you to be in and be the best that you can be in that role.
We all have biases about what we think we understand. So here's an example. Most of us may have the mindset that in a marriage, man is the breadwinner and the spiritual leader and comes home with the kill at the end of the day, so to speak, and then the woman has to manage the house, do all this. I know this is very chauvinistic and not real life. But I know so many people now today where wives they're so sharp, finally in many ways being recognized for the intelligence and abilities that they have. And frankly, making a lot of money. And I've seen husbands in the relationship with that type of woman who are working in ministry or working in something where they're not making a lot of money. So the provider scenario is reversed. Any problem with that?
I don't think there's a problem with that. I think we're definitely living in a new era that we didn't see modeled with our own parents. Times have changed. Cost of living's increased and a lot of couples, you know, both have to work just to make ends meet. So there's got to be some grace. There's got to be some.
I mean, there's never been a rule that says the husband has to make the most money. You know, he has to be the one that makes more than the wife, or say that the husband is like, I'm going to stay home with the kids because you know, your job is going to be able to support us. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I don't think that that takes away from the God-given roles he's given you. You're still, it's still the man. He's still the man of the house. You're still the wife. You know, there's still those definite roles, but it might look a little bit differently than what you said, if the.
Well, there's a book that you guys are probably familiar with, Love and Respect by Emerson Eggerich.
Yes.
And Dr. Eggerich says in his book that, again, referring to Ephesians chapter 5, that the man is to give his life up for his wife and love her as Christ loved the church. And she is to respect her husband.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
And no matter who's the breadwinner or whatever else, those roles don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that any young couple needs to look at that and say, okay, what's our job? What's our role? What has God told us to do? And to know that, then good. You can do that. I can love my wife unconditionally, unceasingly, you know, in every situation. I will love her. I'll pray for her. But take it a step further. Read the Bible to her. Wash her with the word.
The thing is, it's like it's not like a, you know, if I don't feel like, and one thing that I had to really, you know, learn and still, you know, at times I'm, you know, is respect. We're called to respect them. You know, even if we don't think, oh, he doesn't deserve my respect, or I don't feel like respecting him. You know, that's not the point. The point is that if we are followers of Christ, we love, you know, Jesus with all of our heart, then our role is to, you know, obey, be obedient in no matter what. You know, if he does something that you don't agree with and you're like, well, I don't respect that. Well, the Bible says to respect him. And so sometimes that's really challenging and hard because we're contending with our flesh, but you know, it still means we got to do it.
Well, we hope there's lots of people listening tonight that can be encouraged by the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop, Calvary of Albuquerque, August 9th and 10th. There's a little cost associated with it. You can go on to the Calvary Albuquerque website to find out all about it. We've got a couple more segments with you guys. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams in studio with Fran and Murray Byrne. They're part of the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop to be held at Calvary Albuquerque Friday, August 9th and Saturday, August 10th. It's going to be a neat time for a lot of couples. I want to talk to you guys, even though this is not for unmarried couples. This is for a marriage relationship. Mm. But I want to ask you about premarital. Years and years ago, and again, I was part of a failed marriage. You guys have been married for 30 years, and that would be, if I was still married, somewhere around that range. But I am largely responsible for the failure because I didn't do the things you've described you know, Ephesians 5 says to do. So now you want to learn and you want to go forward and wish the best for the other person, which I do. What I wanted to ask you is about premarital counseling, because Skip came to me and said, what could we have done to help you? And I said, look, I said, premarital counseling, and this is not a real popular opinion, by the way, but premarital counseling is not, it should be a forced, coerced revelation of one person to the other, because it's my view that the majority of couples out there put on a pretense for one another, And the problem with that is the day you get married, new revelations come to light. You find out all about this stuff. So I was a lender for the majority of my career, financing real estate. And so I've told people before, premarital counseling ought to start with a credit report. Not because you can't marry somebody with bad credit. You can, absolutely. But you ought to know. Tell me about premarital counseling and what you think about it.
You know, it's this is good because young people go into a relationship. Well, let's even go back further. You know, a young lady that we know said she'd met a guy. And I said, where'd you meet him? She said, online. And we started talking. And so I said, how did you talk? Well, we texted. Okay. So the relationship grew and then they went out for a date. But here's my point. When your communication consists of typing into a phone and reading, there's no emotion. There's no, you know, you can gauge somebody pretty good by looking in their eyes, right? Now online, you don't see that, you know, with texting, with social media, you don't see that. So everyone's on their best behavior. They're putting their right foot forward. You know, they're giving you the impression that they want you to get. So it's very important to get a good, accurate picture of who you're dating, who you're courting.
You know, when you're doing premarital counseling or classes, you know, there's some tough questions that come out or should if you're in a good, you know, course or class. Because it brings up discussion points that, of course, you're not on a date going out to dinner. So what do you think of, you know, how to handle finances? That's not something that comes out in normal conversation, you know? So it's really, you know, like I remember when we got back, you know, we were in Hong Kong, we got back, you know, we're like, oh, giddy. And we're like, oh, we're getting married. And, you know, and yeah. You know, well, I was like that.
You were giddy.
You weren't giddy. You were macho and cool.
I was tough.
You're a guy.
Oh, by the way, there's no holding hands, you guys, in the studio.
It's all right.
Just kidding. No worries.
So I just remember that, you know, we're like, he's like, yeah, I want 5 kids and we're having them right away. And I was like, you know, wait. You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, how about 4 and let's wait a few years, you know? And so things like that, you know, those are big things. And so I think it's important to really go, learn as much as you can about each other. And I think these classes or counseling is really important because it will bring up things that you didn't think about.
Yeah. One of the biggest things is when you meet somebody, you first starts with the look. You know, she looks good. He looks good. We're attracted. And then the emotions start to get involved. And of course, then you can overlook some of the more important things. Like, where are you with the Lord? Are we equally yoked? Do we have the same, goals as far as our future, as far as having kids, where we're going to work, where we're going to live? And, you know, Fran and I have always, because I'm from Australia, she's from America. So we've always had to say goodbye to someone's family. And so that was one of the things we had to consider straight off the bat, you know, living apart from our families, how many kids we had, what we were going to do. These are big questions, and they need to be brought out. If they don't, if you just hide behind the emotion, oh, we're in love, blah, 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 and then you get married, as you say, and bam, you know.
Yeah, and there's still things that are going to come up, obviously, as you know, that you're going to have to deal with that you're like, oh, well, this didn't come up in our premarital counseling, you know, and can't call your counselor. Hey, why didn't you tell us? You know, but you know, you're always, if you're both committed to, you know, being open to learn, to see what God wants to do in your marriage, then you're going to win.
Yeah. And I will say this, it is so important to have a good foundation, right? To know that, you know, that God has put you together, because in years to come, when the tough times come, you know, the hard times come, you can look back and say, you know what? God put us together, so we'll get through this. And we, you know, we met in Hong Kong with Youth with a Mission, and I knew that Fran was the right one for
me.
Yeah,
I don't think I had ever prayed about a relationship as much as I did this one. And I mean, it's a long story, but the way God did it was so amazing because, you know, before it was just like, oh, he's cute. You want to go out? Sure. You know, and this time I was like, in Hong Kong, I was like, Lord, you know, obviously I was there to do missions, so I shouldn't be, you know, hunting for a man, but it, you
she
know.
She was. She chased me around.
Be quiet. My first day there is when I met him, but actually, every time I would see him, I would literally turn my face away and I'd say, Lord, he's yours. So I kept giving him back to God because I did not want to step into a relationship or, you know, that was not something that he had for me. And I had never done that. So it was really cool how God just kind of worked that, you know, my heart. I was like, I was not going to even enter into this friendship or relationship unless God, you know, was there.
Hey, this Australian must really love you. He followed you all the way.
Yeah,
I know.
I guess so.
To live in the desert, I left the beach behind. I know how Skip feels.
Hey, we have one more segment with you guys, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about encouraging married couples that might be in crisis. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
If you're doing a presentation, you want to make sure that you're moving but not pacing. A lot of times speakers will pace. It looks like a lion in a cage. What you want to do is you want to move. What I like to do is I like to make sure I'm talking to everybody in the room. So I'll plant in the middle. I'll take a few steps. I'll talk to people on the side. I'll go back, plant in the middle, go to the other side, stop. And you want to make sure you're making eye contact. That way everyone in the room feels like you're talking just to them. You want to make your hands work for you and not against you. A good thing to do is to actually watch yourself on video and turn the volume off and see, is it pleasing to watch? Do I feel like I'm communicating something or am I not? Whenever I'm working with communicators, sometimes I'll make them do about a 3-minute communication with no words. They have to do everything like charades and using their body language to say what their body language to be consistent with what their words are actually saying.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect, our final segment with Fran and Murray Byrne. They are part of the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop to be held at Calvary Albuquerque August 9th, 6:30 to 9 o'clock p.m., Saturday, August 10th, from 8:30 to 3:30. So a day and a half of great stuff for marriage and parenting. And again, finding that balance. You guys seem to have done that really well. You're married how long?
30 years.
Almost 31.
Almost 30.
Next month, it'll be 31.
Yeah, 31. That's awesome.
Wonder why guys always round down and women
I don't
round
know.
You know what? I always rounded up and she kept correcting me, so I just stopped doing it.
I'm very exact. Yeah. He kind of rounds it up.
So guys, there's people listening that are in crisis right now. Mm. People that are faced with all kinds of challenges, maybe on the verge of divorce. And my question is healing possible?
Yes, absolutely. Healing is possible, but it's going to come through God's intervention by His Spirit and through His Word.
And your willingness.
And your willingness, yeah. I mean, it's so important to know what God's promises are and what the Bible says about, you know, the husband's role, the wife's role, the family. One of the most important things is just getting back to the basics.
Yeah.
Forgiveness, right? Forgiving. If someone's, you know, hurt you or done something wrong, the Bible says we've got to forgive. Mm-hmm. If we don't forgive, then God's not going to forgive us, in a nutshell. And so it's very important to, you know, if your wife's hurt you, if your husband's hurt you, forgive them. Move on. But also the other important thing is there is renewal of your mind mm-hmm. through the Word. And I can attest to this because I left Australia. I was out in a mining town. I'd just become a Christian. I'd been exposed to a lot of things. My mind was a bit of a dark place. And I said to God, I think I'm in trouble. I want to think like a kid. I want to have that naiveness or that newness that, you know, when I was a kid. And I've seen too much, been a part of a lot of things. And so he said, just read the Word. So I started reading the Bible, just chapter after chapter after chapter. And And it took a while, but after a few months, I was like, I knew I was had been renewed. I was like a kid again.
But now you're talking about time you're spending with just you and God.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mate, listen, the most important thing is as an athlete, you train, right? You eat well, you exercise. So when you run that race, you're going to perform. In a marriage, you're also, it's a long distance run. And you've got to make sure that you're healthy, right? Keeping a clear conscience, talking honestly with your wife about, you know, what you're going through, keeping no record of wrongs, forgiving. This is powerful stuff.
You know, I've seen, you know, family, friends, you know, people that have been married, you know, at 20 years and call it quits. And you know, you asked, you know, if there's couples that are in crisis, you know, is there hope? Is it too late? And I really believe that God can renew and restore and refresh. We just need to be willing. And like Murray said, you know, there might be some really, really painful things going on. And, you know, I would encourage those that are in that place to seek help and not to give up and to work together and to extend forgiveness and to ask God to give you that. If you can't in yourself, you're like, I just will never forgive. I can forgive. I'm never going to forget. You know, ask the Lord to, as Murray said, renew your mind, restore that place where you can say, you know what, God, I'm going to be obedient. I made this commitment and I am going to do my best. And God can change you. He can. We just have to be willing.
So if a couple walks in Friday, August 9th, 6 o'clock, starts at 6:30, and they're just real open and you see that they're downcast and their countenance looks like they're in pain. Mm-hmm. And they say to you, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. What's the workshop going to do for them?
Mm. As I said before, there's safety in numbers and there's power in somebody else's story. So to hear another couple say, hey, we went through that. This is what we did. We came out the other end. We're still together.
Yeah, I think they'll come out encouraged and, you know, they'll see that there is hope. There is tools. Yeah. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
The tools are the most, you know, important thing. You know, how do you deal with this? Well, you know, to use this tool, say forgiveness or, you know, reading the Bible to your wife. By the way, that's a powerful thing. Reading the Bible to your wife. Mm-hmm. As a husband, it works wonders. And we have a men's group. We meet every Friday and I remember going and, you know, I'd read the Bible to Fran one night and it had just given such peace. And I said, boys, we got to read the Bible to our wife. And, you know, it's amazing what, you know, how it changes things. And so next week I went and I said, who read the Bible to their wife? And they're like, well, I thought about it, you know, but it was such resistance.
They thought about it,
right?
So there was a start.
but, you know, whenever there is attack, there is opposition. And a lot of times just a straight out discipline to say, this is what I'm going to do. And so, you know, to give someone the tools and put them into play, then you will see results.
You've used an athletic metaphor for training, and I think that's very appropriate. But a lot of the things that you're going to be doing and the things you do daily require some discipline. Mm-hmm. And I know Hebrews 12:11 says, discipline is never pleasant, but it yields for those who train by it the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So it gives you back more than you invest in it.
Yeah.
And I really admire you guys, and thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
We're
blessed, and we're looking forward to the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop Friday, August 9th from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, Saturday, August 10th from 8:30 to 3:30. You guys will both be there?
Yep, yep. Absolutely.
And we invite everybody to come out. Doesn't matter whether you go to church or not, or where you go to church, it's open to everybody, and you'll have a fun time. Again, Friday, August 9th, 6:30 to 9. Saturday, August 10th, 8:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon, the Parenting and Marriage Enrichment Workshop. Thank you to Fran and Mary Byrne. Thank you guys for being here.
No worries.
Thanks
for having us, Mike.
And we'll see everybody the next time. Stay here on KNKT.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.